Well, Jill, we'll move on to you then. Jill is the chair of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. I understand you guys had a lengthy meeting yesterday.
We did. It was a great one. So, yes, the Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday right here. And joining me at the meeting were Trustees Cepeda, Edwards, McMillan, Mitchell, Reyes, and Roble. Trustee King also attended. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting with no changes, and that meeting was on November 15th. We then reviewed the recommended agenda items numbers 10 through 26 and 30 through 34, which included appointment items for provost and interim dean of engineering in Urbana, the dean of for the College of Pharmacy at Chicago, as well as a number of academic and honorary degrees and other academic appointments and capital and real estate items. So we had quite a lengthy list yesterday. Executive Vice President Barb Wilson gave a great presentation about tuition, student fees, and housing that she'll be also doing here, I believe. And then finally, Barb Wilson was joined by Dr. Nikos Varelas from Chicago, Dr. Robert Blankenberger from Springfield, and Dr. Kevin Pitts from Urbana, who shared information regarding academic support programs for students at each of their respective universities. We did have a lengthy conversation during this. It was a great conversation. Dr. Wilson shared that student success is multifaceted and is much more than just a student's academic GPA, and that each university serves a very diverse mix of students who are supported by different groups, coming in with different backgrounds and different support systems. She highlighted that the six-year graduation rates at each of the universities have been on a positive trend. And Dr. Varelas told us about the summer college program at Chicago, which is a tuition-free program offered to students before they begin their time here at UIC to better prepare them for the college coursework. Dr. Blankenberger presented information about the STARS program at Springfield, which is a living learning community that was created to provide assistance to academically underprepared first-generation and underrepresented students. And finally, Dr. Pitts highlighted the Academic Redshirt Program, where potential College of Engineering students, and this is in the Urbana campus, who are under-resourced are placed into a five-year program in which the first year is a bridge program, a bridge year, that assists them in achieving freshman readiness. I want to point out that these were just single examples on each of the campuses, at each of the universities, as to what they're doing to support the students. It wasn't that that's the only thing that we have going on there. We did have a lengthy and wide-ranging discussion after the presentations, and we focused on how academic support programs are aimed at helping students develop into independent and successful adults who will contribute in multiple ways. And I say that with a smile because our discussion really was about making sure that we're not, you know, coddling them so much and giving them so much support that when they leave us, they're not ready really to be independent, successful citizens. Also, how important mental health services are for students and what these services cost. And we talked about how extensive the need for mental health support is in today's society and at our university. How staffing for student support programs is factored into national and statewide statistics about administrative costs. So a lot of the support for the example of the mental health shows up as an administrative cost that sometimes is considered, you know, from a negative perspective, overhead, which we know it's not, but it's really important to know that this kind of important service is included in that. And then lastly, how career services and career training are crucial components of the student success. There was no old business or new business, and the next meeting is also scheduled for March 14th at 2:45 p.m. And I'm happy to take any questions.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to just comment that the one thing that I was that got my attention was the lack of Native American enrollment that Vice President Wilson pointed out, and that's something we need to take seriously.
Thank you, Stuart. Other comments? Okay, let me ask you something real quick here.